reporter on the ground. So, Dee Madigan, in response to what we've talked about at the start here, do you get any sense of a blackout or a looking the other way about what this is?
No, I don't think so, but I do think politicians are rightly concerned about the fact that too many in the Australian public and in the Australian media conflate Islam with Islamic State, and they're two separate things.
Yeah.
And they're very worried about demonising a whole religion, you know, for the actions of a few lunatics. Just like in America, you wouldn't, even though white extremist terrorists have killed twice as many people as Muslim terrorists since 9/11, you don't say all Christians are, you know, like that. So I think they're very careful of that, and rightly so.
So who in the Australian media does say that?
Oh, I think a lot of them. You hear, it's Islam, it's Islam. It's like, no, 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 it's Islamic State. Different, different.
OK, but it's pretty obvious here that the bastardised faith that links all of these groups is a bastardised version of Islam. There's no part of anything Rita, Darren or myself or anyone else has said that is anywhere near a dog whistle on it. I mean, I've spent
You've seen it. I've seen it out there, and I see it in the social media. You know, you see it again and again. You only have to look at Reclaim Australia to know that it's out there. And politicians are rightly scared of feeding that kind of ignorance. You know, religious extremists of any religion, you know, should be gone after with everything if they're hurting people. But we do have to be careful how it's handled.
Oh, correct. But
Dee's making one wrong assumption here, Paul, because I was living in the United States during the prime of the Black Panthers. Now, we said they were Black Panthers. That didn't blame every Black American or blame every person of African-American extraction, but they were Black Panthers and they were black, and so we said so. And to pretend these aren't Muslims and they aren't extremists and they aren't Islamic and they follow some tortured, bastardised version of the Quran, and to ignore that is wrong.
It's not about saying that they're not...
And to compare them to every other extremist of other religions is also wrong. You know, we don't have disaffected Catholics or Buddhists or Hindus going out there and slaughtering
people. Yeah, no, we actually do. As I said, in America, they've actually killed twice as many people as Muslims have.
Oh, Dee, please, who? Give us some examples of what you are...
Check it out. Check the figures. You can have your opinion, but that's the facts.
They're not facts, Dee.
They are facts.
Your interpretations.
No, it's read the Time magazine.
Read Time magazine. Give me some examples. Give me some examples of non-Muslim terrorists.
Twice as many people
have...
There's twice as many. Look it up. Fine, look it up. I don't mind. It's a fact.
You're saying twice as many, but it doesn't actually give me a single example.
I am. I'm giving you...
non-Islamic terrorism.
Twice as many people have been killed in America by white extremists. I'm giving you the whole fact. Look at the fact, Rita. Look it up. Do some research.
Just repeating a line insanely doesn't make it a fact.
It does make it a fact. Well, look it up, and I'm happy to be proved wrong. Happy to be proved wrong.
The thing is, what gets included in this... What does get included in the white extremist numbers, and they are the acts of white extremists?
Thank you.
Are the behaviour of the murders at abortion clinics, the mass shooting in that black church in South Carolina. But the thing that is different about those attacks and these is that there is an organised movement. There is an organised movement that's not just generic white pride. It doesn't go under multiple flags. It goes under one. It goes under one bastardised sort of Wahhabist sect.
See, I'm not sure. If you
religion.
Look at what happened in Australia in the Lint Cafe, you could say he was a lone person, but under the same movement. And the same with America. There's still there can be lone movements under the same sort of crazy, religious extremism.
Right. But isn't the thing though, Darren?
And number 1237. In which case, it's over. You know, they can't pull any tricks. And, you know, it's fairly patronising of Dee to talk about how, you know, New York is smarter than the rest of America.
I was just having fun, Rita. You should laugh a little bit. Have a sense of humour.
I laugh all the time,
yeah,
Dee.
I can see.
I'm going to say to you, I've looked up that study you were referring to, and you're actually...
Yeah, Time magazine don't know what they're talking about.
No, they actually
no
don't, because they were quoting a study that was looked at and it was found to be a steaming
pile
of poo.
So it's a rag Time magazine, a lefty rag.
Well, the study that they quoted was an absolute
If I had to choose Time magazine or Rita, who am I going to choose? Going to go with Time magazine on that.
Oh, gosh, Dee.
Let
Seriously,
it go, Rita.
You at least try to have a little bit of intelligent discourse instead
I'm
of just
trying.
Quoting Time magazine.
Oh,
just,
I could quote
it doesn't
Rita.
Seem like you're trying very hard.
Oh, okay,
seem like
then.
You're trying very
All
hard.
All right, if you would like
Let
to...
It go.
62 times
Let
is
it go,
the figure,
Rita.
By the
Let
way.
It go.
62 times. Okay, now, if you would like to follow on the discussion, everyone's on Twitter, and I have no doubt that at least two of them will be continuing deep into the night. Follow them by following me, which is...
No, not me.
I don't follow Rita.
Can I try a democratic light here? First of all, Can I just throw in one thing here? I think that Trump will win New York for the Republicans. What amazed me today, though, was that in Utah, I think that the Sanders beat Hillary by about 80 to 20, something extraordinary. When I thought it was well, I know that the Democrats are pushing Bernie, saying, hey, it's all over, sunshine, pack up your bags, you did a good run, and now leave it alone. But that's an enormous thing, even for a small state like Utah.
Now, guys, we've got a timeout issue here because there will be a minute silence that will happen in Brussels at the top of the hour. So we've got a timeout to that exactly, so we'll get to that in a second. But just finally here, surprise, surprise, the ACCC has found a report that basically about 70% of all money that you spend in parking at the airport is in clear profit and goes straight to the airport. Now, obviously, the charges that we all get paid, that we all have to pay to go to the airport, are ludicrous. But I also thought that the reason that you get charged these stupid amounts of money is as a disincentive for parking your car there, because thousands of people go through an airport and there's not thousands of spots.
The Virgin Lounge now has free spirits, so I don't drive.
Well, they're good
problem
people.
Solved.
They're
and there's a train people. Station there, so
they're
it's
very
all good.
Good people, the Virgin people. That's all I can say before I get in trouble with the boss.
In Melbourne, you have
Sky
to.
Sky News has a
you
commercial agreement with Qantas, but Virgin are good people. Yep. So you've got, of course you've got to drive in Melbourne. That's the, you, it's the
because
only way.
Because there's no train. There's no train there. There's no public transport of any, and it's so far away. It's not like Sydney where it's relatively close to, you know, the places you want to go to. So you really have no option but to drive. And if you go and pick somebody up, you can be at the airport for an hour, 2 in the morning, and it'll cost you $20, $30. It's absurd. Yeah. Isn't Tullamarine, for God's sakes? I should be paid to put my car there.
Because, Darren, because that's the issue, is that I always am surprised that you have to pay for parking for anything under a couple of hours, because obviously that is only pick-up, drop-off. It makes sense if you want to whack people who are deciding to fly out of the state for the night.
I don't care. I take a limo.
Man of the people.
What about a helicopter?
Darren's not going to muck around. Thank you very much to Darren Hinch, to Rita Penny, and to Dean Madigan. Again, we'll get there. The top of the hour.
Can I get a lift home, Darren?
Of course. There'll be a minute silence that'll come from Brussels, but till then, some images that have come across our desk in the past 24 hours. We'll see you again tomorrow for more Paul Murray Live.